You're listening to 3 Mob Radio.
Hi there, this is 3 Mob Radio. The name is Laddie Quidditch. I and Zimbabwe captain, national men's cricket captain, Sikander Raz has spoken to the media in Bangladesh ahead of the 5-match series which starts on Friday. And we have the exclusive heard first in Zimbabwe through 3 Mob Radio.
How painful it is not to be a part of the T20 World
Cup. Yeah, funny enough, I knew that question will come. I think that's something that will always be painful. Not just when we're playing, I think even when we retire and sit down with the people that we play cricket with, and the people in the management as well, because it hurts them equally as well. I think it will always be painful that we're not going to the World Cup. So it's not just pain that we're feeling now, I think it's something that we're going to have to carry for a long time.
Were you not a part of the T20 World Cup? So how do you motivate yourself in this kind of series?
So I always say I don't need motivation to play cricket. Motivation for me comes from within, and I speak for my team as well. So we are motivated because we have, as much as World Cup was one of our agendas and one of the goals we wanted to achieve, but we have a huge responsibility back home as well, for the people back home and the kids that are playing this sport and the kids who wants to make a career out of this sport. So we have a bigger picture as well. So I think if there's any other motivation I need from outside, those kids, those families, my country, the future of the sport in the country is enough motivation for me to try and take away the pain and always look forward and make sure we remain steadfast in the goal of growing the game in the country and producing more cricketers and, you know, have a legacy of our country.
Obviously, it's the experience side. Some experience guys playing. Do you think there will be some good memories that can create in this sense?
There's always great memories we create every time Zimbabwe cricket as a national team comes together. Always. Yes, sometimes when you lose, you tend to focus on the painful ones, but me, certainly as an individual, I try and look at some of the good memories that I made, even on the painful tours that I have been on. Because cricket is going to pass me and my friends very quickly. It's just a phase of life that's going to go quickly. So at least when we're sipping on a cup of tea later in our life, we can always talk about those good memories that we have had, that we made while playing cricket. So yeah, we are already making very good memories, and the tour hasn't even started, so which is good.
Beating Bangladesh would be even more suitable.
You said it right, yes. It would be, alhamdulillah, a great memory to take back home.
Last series, you won in Zimbabwe. What about this series, five matches series you play here in Dhaka? Do you think it would be an interesting series or some fight that perhaps you win the series? It's 3-0 or 4-0 or 5-0. But what do you think? What about this series?
Sir, I cannot predict the future. That I can't do. But I sincerely hope and pray that it's not going to be a series as you said it might be. No, I don't think so. We have come here with the right mindset, and we've come here preparing really well for the series. So inshallah, we have come here to win as well, and so is Bangladesh. So answering that question in a way where if I say that we win 3-0 or 4-0 or 5-0, I think it will be extremely disrespectful towards Bangladesh. So, and also if I think Bangladesh are going to beat us 3-4 or 5-0, then it's equally disrespectful to my own country and the preparation that we have had. So I don't think so that's the case. I think it will be a very well-fought series. Both countries have a lot of things on the line. Bangladesh have a World Cup to look forward to, and the combinations and the team and all that. We have a legacy and we have our own missions to accomplish. So I think it will be a very good series. Inshallah, it will be a good series for both countries.
You played in the IPL and two matches you have played, so is that the experience? And Mustafizun joined the team after three matches. Do you think your experience will help the team? Mustafizun will also play with against you. His experience also help Bangladesh in this series or World Cup? What do you think?
100%. IPL is one of the biggest leagues that I have seen and been part of, and I'm very grateful to Allah for that, alhamdulillah. So anybody who has played IPL, the experience, the learnings, the findings you find at IPL always helps you with your national team if you're playing international cricket. And if you're not playing international cricket and you're one of those guys who just plays franchise cricket, IPL experience help you there as well. So I'm very sure it will help Fizbai as much as it will help me, yes.
Raja, in the last 2 days, so we have said that you came there with your son. And my question is, how is he and his feeling in Bangladesh right now?
So, I used to come to Bangladesh very often. Unfortunately, or fortunately, our fixtures in my life did not allow me to be in Bangladesh often. I don't know what life has got in place for me for future. If I'm in Bangladesh for the last time, I wanted my wife, my daughter, who's also here, my son, to experience the love, the hospitality that I have received from Bangladeshi people over the years that I've been to Bangladesh. My first ever franchise gig was given to me by Bangladesh, which was Dhaka Premier League. My second gig was also given to me by Bangladesh, which was BPL. My debut was against Bangladesh, and Bangladesh has been a very good friend to Zimbabwe. We have hosted you guys, and you guys have hosted us on a very regular basis. So a lot of my career findings and growth for me as an individual and as a player has been due to the tours that I have played against Bangladesh or the domestic tournaments I've played in Bangladesh. Alhamdulillah, I've played 3 BPLs and I have played 3 DPLs now. So I just don't know if I'll be back or not. So I thought it would be a great time for my family to experience the love, hospitality, the care Bangladeshi people and the board and everybody around me has given me. I wanted them to experience it at least once. So, alhamdulillah, they're happy, they're loving being in Bangladesh, and it's going really well. Thank you.
How do you expect a competitive match against Bangladesh?
Bangladesh, I know you guys lost the last year to Sri Lanka, but it was 2-1, and even the one game that you were chasing 200 odd, I mean, you could see the death Bangladeshi players. Guys like Riyad Bey had a very good knock in one of those games. Jaquir had an outstanding knock in one of those games. Even the young leg spinner had a fantastic knock. I mean, the guy performed regularly in the ODI series as well. So, you know, we went to Sri Lanka as well, and we nearly won the series as well. So I think we are fairly matched, and I think it will be a competitive series. I just hope it's an entertaining series, and inshallah it will be. The last thing you want fans to have a boring series that they do not enjoy. But if you look at our history, majority of the times Bangladesh and Zimbabwe have played very entertaining cricket, and it will remain the same inshallah.
So there you have it. That there is Sikandar Raza, the Zimbabwe national cricket team captain, speaking out in, I think, we're the first match being played in Chattograd, yes, 3rd, 5th and 7th of May. And then they move over to Dhaka for the 10th and the 12th of May. Zimbabwe are out there for the 2020 International Series. He speaks some very interesting things there when he talks about the legacy. Some people wondering if he and a couple of his mates, who were a little bit long in the tooth, if you want to say that, are coming towards the end of their careers. But if you want to know what the squad is, link in the description. So check out the link in the description. Also other information on the series. In as far as broadcast information, I hadn't gotten any at the moment, but as soon as we get any, just go to 3mob.com and you get updates on where you'll be able to watch the Zimbabwe versus Bangladesh series. The first match starts at 2 p.m. in the afternoon. That is on Friday, the 3rd of May. And so a bunch of matches being played. That is evening that time. Later in the series, I think there's some matches that will be in the morning, and as far as Zimbabwe time is concerned. So, yeah, my name is Larry Kwitarai, and as I say, from where I come from, my Silvisa 7s, just go and subscribe. I've got a WhatsApp channel, link also in the description, okay? So if you want to get updates from 3mob.com to see what's happening in the whole world, if you want to get in touch with us, everything, link in the description. And if you want to go check us out on our social, at 3Men on a Boat, that is Twitter and Facebook, X, or as they call it, we'll still call it Twitter. On Instagram is 3mob.com. 3 is a digit, MODOTCOM. Subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your podcast. On TikTok is 3mob TV. 3 is a digit, MOBTV. We're also on Instagram at 3mob.com. 3 is a digit, 3MOBCOM. Yes, that's it. Ladiqui.i. I'm out.
This is a 3mob radio production. www.3-mob.com.